You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's Vic Carucci and Bernie Kosar with you on a football Thursday. Loving life here in Berea in the Dog Bowl, as we like to call it. Nathan Zagura gave it that name. You know him. He's a co-host on this show, and he will join us by phone. He'll be in studio tomorrow, but he'll join us by phone at 2:30. Before that, at about 2:15, Tom Withers will be aboard with us. Bernie, we had a chance. Our own Jameer Howerton had a chance to sit down with Garrett Gilkey. We've been talking about the rookie and his chances at working at right guard, as he did after Jason Pinkston left that Detroit game with the ankle injury, and the idea that he's probably going to see more of that time there, very likely into the regular season, at least the early part, as both Pinkston and Sean Laval recover from those ankle issues. Let's hear what Garrett Gilkey had to say to our own Jameer Howerton.
Thanks, Vic. Garrett, this is your first NFL road trip of the season. Talk about just the excitement surrounding getting on the road and traveling to Indianapolis for your third preseason game.
Oh, I'm very excited about this this trip here. You know, Coach Jinsky's been really, you know, expressing to us that it's a business trip. You know, we got to go and we got to focus in and tune in and, you know, treat this, you know, just as a business trip. And that's exactly what it is. You know, so I'm, you know, not only very excited to experience an NFL road game, you know, but I'm just I'm excited for this, you know, for this business trip.
Talking about excitement, taking a look back at last week's game, you were thrown in the fire there.
Yeah, I was. I absolutely was right into it. So I was right in. You know, you just got to be prepared and ready at all times to go in and produce.
What was it like going against that top talent on that other side of the ball?
It was good. You know, it was good for me to be able to see the top level, you know, competition in the NFL, you know, and see, you know, the size, the speed, and the strength of many of these players. So, you know, it's allowing me to experience more and get better.
How well do you think you performed?
I'm happy with how I did. You know, I definitely want to improve and get better. You know, there's a lot of things I want to work on and I need to work on.
With this being a normal in-season regular schedule, how did you approach this week?
It's all about, you know, preparation. You know, so making sure you go out and you practice well and you practice like you need to, and then, you know, the mental prep on the other side as well. You know, taking care of, you know, the reps and, you know, keying their defense and understanding their schemes and you know, keying on their technique. And so, you know, it's all about applying, you know, what we've learned and just being able to produce on this Saturday.
What in particular did you work on this week in practice?
You know, my pad level, I really wanted to focus on getting my hands inside on pass protection. You know, I wanted to slow down my sets as well. You know, I've been flying out of my sets. And so just trying to refine and tune in some of the small technique issues.
How much does going against a guy like Phil Taylor every day in practice help you get ready for the games?
You know, Phil Taylor's a great competitor. You know, same thing with Big Rube. You know, all these guys are going to come out and they're going to compete and they're going to work their hardest every day. You know, and so that forces me to, you know, to do the same. You know, so it just allows all of us to just, you know, get better and continue to work on, you know, our the things we need to work on. So,
unfortunately, injuries are a part of the game, Garrett. But did you ever think that you'll be, you know, getting reps with the ones?
You know, absolutely. You know, I wanted to show the coaching staff that, you know, I have an opportunity, you know, that I have the ability to come in and compete. You know, and under the bad circumstances, you know, things have changed. But you know, it's just about being ready and, you know, just being willing to go in and put the work in.
Well, Garrett, good luck to you this weekend. Pleasure catching up with you.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
Jameer, thank you, and Garrett Gilkey, thank you. Bernie, so you heard from the rookie. I'll tell you what, he does not sound like a guy from Chadron State. He sounds like a, you know, like a more experienced player than he doesn't sound like a rookie, and he doesn't sound like a rookie from a small school.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, sounded more mature than me right there.
Does that take a lot?
No, that's probably not saying much. But, you know, to listen to him is one thing, and it's nice to hear him that respectful and that level-headed and that focused on what he has to do just to be a good football player. It's refreshing to hear things in that tone and that like that. Again, Robert Jackson was telling me last night he likes his feet. He likes, for a guy from a small school like that, the quickness and his balance and the way he puts his feet in position and tries to keep it all within himself, because the linemen, and a lot of people think that from an offensive line perspective, it's about your strength, and your hand, your upper body, which is definitely important, but how you control your feet and your leverage and your lower body point and how you get your feet in the right spots, or your body's in the right spot, so your hands could go lock and engage with defensive guys is imperative. And that for a young guy to have that type of athleticism helps. It will help a transition from a smaller school like this to this level. It'll help that expedite that.
Hey, Cleveland Browns season single game tickets. They're on sale now, and don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium for Browns football. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 1-800-745-3000 today. It is a Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci and Bernie Kosar together. And you are going to hear from more analysts. Tom Withers will join us at 2:15 from the Associated Press, covers the Browns. And then Nathan Zagura, regular co-host on this show, he'll be with us at the bottom of the hour, about 2:30. We'll hear from Nathan checking in by phone as well. You're going to hear from Rob Chudzinski, comments that he's made over these last couple of days as they apply to the upcoming game, Saturday night, Browns and Colts. Much more ahead right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.